and me were out for a Sunday drive and happened to pass Agnes Brown's place out on Duck Pond Road. "Slow down, Charlie. Look, Aggie's got ladders up."
"Ida, them ladders have been up for over a year."
"No."
"Seen them last winter under a foot of snow."
"There should be a law. You are not allowed to begin another home improvement project till you finish the last one."
"Or in Aggie's case, the last 10 or 20 projects."
"Wow, what a way to live."
"One year, Ida, I kid you not, I think she put up one shingle."
"Oh, come on."
"Really, Billy Pritchett told me he lives in the gray house over there. Keeps an eye on her progress."
"Or lack thereof."
"She's a good starter, I'll give her that." "But that's where it ends. See them piles out front? Shingles. Billy says they've been there so long, there's moss growing on them."
"And who knows what's living underneath that crap?"
"Well, that's where the fire department found a ferret. Guess she was some upset when he escaped from the house."
"Can you imagine what it smells like in there? Ferrets. Oof, yuck. Remember when she had that apartment out back and a tenant fixed it up real nice? Then Aggie asked her to leave so she could move into the apartment. Her house was so bad.
Now, check out that fence the neighbors put up."
"Wow, that's a big one."
"And who could blame them?"
"Can't the fire department do something about it? I mean, all that mess must be a fire hazard."
"Hey, we've given her a written warning. She was real nice about it. I'll fix it. But truth is, we can't do nothing until something happens. Fire, kid gets hurt."
"She boards cats and dogs, you know."
"That's what I heard."
"There's no way I'd let Scamp stay there. He'd come back with who knows what. Ooh, the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies."
"Maybe you should leave her one of your neighborly notes. You know, a punch list of all the stuff that needs attention."
"Honey, there ain't a post-it in the world big enough."
That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.